13. On the Absolution.
Oh, good,
Vi says, gummy eyes blinking open.
I'm not just dreaming.
Don't call it a dream until you've tasted the food,
Cardinal replies as he places his helmet on the table. But there's something about his forced jocularity that tells Vi he's not entirely genuine.
The vitamin packs are tough to swallow.
He helps her with the water, sticks her with the stems, forces the vitamins down, and squeezes yet more gray protein paste into her mouth as a chaser.
Almost tastes like chicken,
she says, struggling to swallow.
If you deconstructed a chicken and forced it through a hapabore. Now, when are you going to let me out of this fancy chair so I can eat with my own hands?
When you tell me what I need to know.
You already know what you need to know. Phasma is bad news.
He shakes his head, exasperated.
Oh, of course. Let me just go to General Hux and pass that on.
Yes, sir. So it turns out that this resistance spy I'm hiding in the bilge said Phasma is a no-good nerf herder hot nugget.
For just a moment, what she thinks might be his original accent comes out, broad and rough. Then he returns to his best approximation of the clipped tones of the First Order.
They'd kick me out an airlock. This isn't a child's game of tattling. I need real, actual evidence of wrongdoing. And not the New Republic's specious idea of wrongdoing. It's got to be a clear violation of First Order law.
Like murdering Brendel Hux?
That gets his attention. He spins around to face her and the droid zooms excitedly to his side.
Yes, exactly like that. We're finally getting around to the important part. Do you have proof?
Vi leans her head back, grinning.
I can tell you where to find proof, although it's nearly a suicide run. But you've got to let me get there. It's all part of the story.
She chuckles.
All part of the legend. Doesn't that ever bother you?
What?
That it's like they chose her over you. Wanted to turn her into a myth. The little girl from nowhere who became the most lauded engine in the greatest war machine.
He turns away, and she knows she's got him on the hook.
It bothers me if she's not what she seems.
And didn't you ever wonder if it was all just a lie? If she's not really the shining, chrome-plated paragon on all your propaganda posters, that billowing cape flying behind her? Not the ideal soldier?
A pause.
That she might not actually believe in the First Order like you do?
Cardinal goes very still. He's facing away from her, but she can see the pain in every line of his body. His fingers briefly tug on his own armor-weave cape, identical to Phasma's. Not that he's on any posters. All they see is her polished chrome. This barb of hers has hit him hard.
Of course it bothers me. Every day.
But you've done nothing about it.
He turns to face her, teeth bared.
And what could I do? No one knows anything about her. Brendel is gone. I searched the records and found nothing of Parnassos. Nothing until you showed up today. I can't toss her suite looking for clues. She speaks to no one, has never confided in a single person. How can you fight a legend, especially one that continues to win favor and impress her superiors? How can you fight a myth that they built from nothing?
Maybe if your superiors learned the truth, they'd do the right thing. They'd realize that she's a Minok, gnawing at the heart of their ideals. That she's a fiction, all smoke and mirrors. That the legend is indeed a lie. That she'll one day betray the First Order like she's betrayed everything else she's ever professed to love.
Cardinal is suddenly in front of her, fervor burning in his dark eyes.
Then give me the evidence so I can end this. End her.
Vi grins.
All right, then. Let me tell you about the beginning of Brendel's end.